Welcome back to the program, Tim. Time to do a little bit of racing. The General Manager of Racing at Racing Victoria is Greg Carpenter. He's been good enough to join us. Greg, welcome.
Thanks, Gary. Thanks, Tim.
Gee, it's been a busy couple of weeks from a racing point of view. And does our attention now turn to Sydney, or we've still got the Mornington Cup on the weekend?
Well, we've got a big night on Friday, Gary, at Moonee Valley with the William Reid Stakes. Sunlight, who won the Newmarket, she's going to be running in that. And a lot of outstanding feature races. And you're right, the $350,000 Mornington Cup goes on Saturday, and the winner of that goes into the Caulfield Cup. We've had a great festival of racing coming off the original All-Star Mile at Flemington last Saturday, which was just a great promotion. So it's been a great couple of months of racing here in Melbourne.
Hey, Greg, was the All-Star Mile all the things that you expected it to be?
I think it was far more, Tim. You know, we had 140,000 people vote the horses into the field, over 1.5 million page visits to the All-Star Mile website. People have been talking about it for the 3 months leading to it. A great story in the end, Mystic Journey, the filly from Tasmania, who 2 weeks ago won the Australian Guineas and became Tasmania's first ever Group 1 trained horse, won the All-Star Mile. She was an $11,000 purchase, so it was a great backstory for Adam Trindler and Anthony Darmanin. Channel 7 were fantastic with their coverage of the day. The Victoria Racing Club delivered a great day. And in the end, we had enormous viewing and also wagering figures on Saturday. But the great part of it was people talked about the All-Star Mile right through until race day. The other part of it was the fan engagement with one life-changing owner, Damien Manane.
Yeah,
started a new job on Monday with $250,000. He's now thinking about early retirement. So it was a great All-Star Mile. It's going to be back even bigger and better in 2020.
What did you learn about it? Is there little tweaks that you can make to make it even better next year, do you think?
Well, one of the talking points has been the minimum performance level for horses to get into the field. I mean, quite frankly, there was 5 Cinderella stories on Saturday. They all ran really bravely. Their owners had mounted unusual and innovative social media campaigns to get them voted into the richest mile race in the world. There's been a lot of talk that we should raise the bar to make sure that the minimum standard is up to a $5 million race. So we might play around with that. We don't want to destroy that Cinderella story thread to horses getting into a race they would not normally be in. We got a lot of pushback from people in New Zealand and actually people from all over the world, where John Cleese started tweeting about vote Manuel into the field with his 6.5 million Twitter followers. We didn't realise that they'd all be frustrated they couldn't vote. So we're going to look at expanding the voting. But I think we got a lot of things right. But there will be a lot of learnings out of the first All-Star Mile.
It was a great success, Greg, and fell into a beautiful time slot as well. Just as we let you go, the Mornington Cup, the winner gets into the Caulfield Cup as direct entry, yeah?
It does. There's a horse of Michael Moroni's called Hangman. He's been really progressive, so he's stepping into this race hoping that he can win his way into the Caulfield Cup, but absolutely. Last year it was won by Kingsville Dream, and he ended up being favourite going into the Caulfield Cup. So there's a big prize at the end for the winner on Saturday outside the outstanding stake money.
Hey, great of you to join us this morning, mate. Really appreciate it. Congratulations on what's been a really fantastic couple of weeks, and will continue to be, I'm sure.
Thanks, Kev. Thanks, Tim.